Rush Street Interactive reports revenue increase and continued growth. Rush Street Interactive, RSI, a leading online gaming company, has reported continued growth in its first quarter of 2023, with expectations of achieving profitability in the second half of the year. The company saw significant improvement in adjusted earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA, loss, which fell from $43.4 million to $8.7 million, reflecting the successful balancing of growth and profitability. The company achieved profitable growth across a number of core casino markets, including Ontario, Canada, Colombia, and West Virginia in the U.S. RSI's sports betting partnership with Kambi was also extended, with the latter to continue providing its sportsbook engine to RSI in 15 U.S. states, Canada, Colombia, and Mexico. Although the company announced a joint plan with the Connecticut Lottery Corporation to wind down their online and in-person sports betting partnership towards the end of the quarter, CEO Richard Schwartz remained optimistic about the company's long-term targets and growth plans. Looking to the full year, RSI expects revenue to amount to between $630 million and $700 million, which is unchanged from its previous guidance. The midpoint of this range, $665 million, represents a 12.3% increase from the $592 million posted in 2022. The company's Q1 results showed a 20.4% increase in revenue from the corresponding period last year, amounting to $162.4 million. Operating expenses remained level at $184.4 million, with savings in advertising and promotions offsetting a rise in revenue costs, general administration, and depreciation and amortization. This resulted in an operating loss of $22.1 million, a significant improvement on the $50 million loss at the same point in 2022. RSI paid $2.8 million in income tax in Q1, leaving a net loss of $24.5 million, compared to a $52.3 million loss in 2022. After removing $17.2 million in losses attributable to non-controlling interests, the net loss attributable to RSI was $7.3 million, half the $14.7 million loss in 2022. The company's approach of staying disciplined in its approach and successfully balancing growth and profitability over the long run has yielded positive results, and it remains confident that its focused strategy will reward shareholders over the long term.